The Last Gunfight, the real story of the shootout at the OK Corral and how it changed the American West. By Jeff Gwynn. Narrated by Stephen Hoy. Copyright 2011 by 24 Words, LLC. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Simon & Schuster, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Prologue. Tombstone, that morning. Virgil Earp was determined to sleep in on Wednesday, October 26, 1881. The Tombstone police chief tumbled into bed around 6 a.m., after participating in an all-night poker game at the Occidental Saloon. Among others, he'd played against Johnny Behan, the county sheriff, and local ranchers Ike Clanton and Tom McClowry. Before sitting down to play cards, Clanton had spent much of the night threatening the chief's brother Wyatt and Wyatt's gambler pal Doc Holliday. At one point, he and Holliday had to be separated. Holliday eventually headed home to his room in a boarding house, but Clanton kept drinking and getting more worked up. As chief of police, even off duty and playing in a card game, Virgil Earp always remained alert to possible trouble. But empty threats were common in Western saloons. Men had a few drinks too many, promised to commit mayhem on somebody else, and forgot all about it the next day when they sobered up. Ike Clanton had a reputation in Tombstone as a loudmouth who fired off hot air, not hot lead. Virgil didn't take him too seriously. When the marathon poker game finally concluded, afterward nobody seemed to remember who won or lost, so no huge sums could have changed hands, Clanton swore again.